Exodus chapter 5. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh,
Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness.
And Pharaoh said,
Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go.
And they said,
The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword.
And the king of Egypt said unto them,
Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works? Get you unto your burdens.
And Pharaoh said,
Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens.
And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying,
Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves, and the tale of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words.
And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying,
Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get you straw where ye can find it, yet not aught of your work shall be diminished.
So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying,
Fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw.
And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded,
Wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore?
Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying,
Wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants, and they say to us, Make brick, and behold, thy servants are beaten. But the fault is in thine own people.
But he said,
Ye are idle, ye are idle. Therefore ye say, Let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tale of bricks.
And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case, after it was said,
Ye shall not minish aught from your bricks of your daily task.
And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto them,
The Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us.
And Moses returned unto the Lord and said,
Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all.
Okay, hi, this is Sister Mona. I pray that anybody who's listening to this is doing well. We're going to be talking today about preparing for resistance. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, by your grace and power, help me to communicate this teaching session clearly and in complete obedience to your Holy Spirit. And for anyone who's listening to this, that I pray that it's edifying to them and that you grant them revelation to also understand this. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Okay, my husband and I were reading this last night, and it was extremely, it was a huge blessing. Okay, we're talking about preparing for resistance. There's a truth, okay, when we look at scriptures. Anytime you set out to do God's will, you will be hit with resistance, okay? This is important because if you're not expecting it, it can really confuse you, okay? And that's basically what just happened here in this last chapter. In the previous chapter, What happens is Moses sees the burning bush and talks to God directly. And the Lord tells him directly, go to Egypt, tell Pharaoh to let my people go, my firstborn, he calls them, okay? And he says, Pharaoh will not let them go. No, not by a mighty hand. And then exactly what the Lord said happens in the next chapter, and everybody goes to pieces. Okay? Let me repeat that, okay? In chapter 4, the chapter right before the one I just played, the Lord tells Moses, go to Egypt and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Tell him that. Okay? And Moses, and he tells Moses, Pharaoh will say no, and he will not let my people go, no, not by a mighty hand. And then exactly what the Lord said is beginning to happen in chapter 5. Okay? And Moses himself, let's think about this. Moses, okay, which scripture calls the most humble man, okay? All right? After Jesus Christ himself, of course, all right? It says, I think it's in Numbers, the Lord says, I speak to Moses directly, face to face. Who else do I talk to like that? Okay? This is when Aaron and Miriam rise up against him and try and rebel. Okay? This man, Moses, after Jesus Christ himself was like, he was given the law. Okay? He's big time, okay? This is Moses himself. Okay? Like, in my opinion, the greatest servant, you know, obviously after Jesus Christ in the entire Bible, okay? And this is what happened to him. All right? This is important. This is really important because we got to take heed here. We got to listen up. We got to pay attention, okay? Jesus says to the apostles, when he's walking with them, okay, and he's warning them about the cross, okay, he says, the Son of Man must be handed over to the Pharisees and suffer many things, but on the third day he'll rise again. He says, let this sink down into your ears. Let this, Lord, sink down into our ears. As we step out in faith to do what God says, we will hit resistance. Get ready for it. Be prepared. Okay? Get ready for it, okay? Because you don't want, when this hits you and you see resistance, okay, you don't want to go to pieces. You want to push through and expect it. Your walk will be much easier, okay? There'll be less room for the enemy to, number one, get you to quit, which you definitely don't want to do, and number two, mess with you and make problems, okay? Get ready for the devil to fight back. Okay, that's what happens. In this chapter, their job literally became impossible. How can you make more bricks with no straw and make the same quota? I mean, that's literally impossible. Okay? And what happens here is they get so confused that they think, okay, that Moses is outside of God's will. Moses is the servant of God. He has been sent directly by the hand of God into Egypt. But yet everyone looks at him and says, well, you must not be from God because look what's happening to us. They're wrong. Big time wrong. But this happens. We set out to do God's will. We get hit, boom, with resistance and we question, are we doing God's will? I'll tell you this much. Resistance is a good key, a good little test to see if you are doing God's will. All right? If it's a cakewalk, you should get a little suspicious. Okay? What am I talking about here? Let's look at the Bible. Okay? Almost none of the miracles of God happened without pushing through. That's what requires faith, right? If it's a cakewalk and there's no resistance, there's no faith. And you see, faith is the way that these things happen. Okay? Let's take a look at this. We look at Isaac and the wells, okay? I can't remember what chapter it is, but it's in the book of Genesis, okay? And this is the thing that I didn't understand when I read that chapter, when I was reading that about the wells. He keeps talking about the wells and the wells. I didn't get this because I'm an American. I go to my faucet and I flip it on and water comes out. It's no problem. Okay. In the book of Genesis, when Isaac is like fighting with the surrounding Philistines over these wells, okay, it's life and death, okay? Let me just make that clear because that slipped by me and the Holy Spirit had to break it down to me because I don't understand the concept of wells, okay? Like, Isaac would have died. I think you can go 3 days without water is like what is, I guess, common knowledge, okay? Isaac would have died. Okay, he's sitting there digging wells and the Philistines are coming and stopping them up and all of this. And him and his people could have died. Like they would have had no water in the middle of the desert. Okay, and he has to keep fighting and pushing through and then boom, the Lord opens a well. Okay, but there's a battle that takes place prior. Okay, same thing with Abraham. All right. You have this whole thing that goes on with Hagar. Okay, he has to go down into Egypt because there's a famine. Okay, like I can't even think of a story where, I mean, look at all the children, okay, that are born miracle babies. Okay, Samuel, and then when Rebecca becomes pregnant, okay, and then of course Sarah, right? These children didn't just come to them; they had to fight in prayer to get their babies. Okay. The same thing when we see the healing. I mean, even something as that looks as simple as healing, when we look at the Gospels, look at what happened with Jesus, okay? Look at that, all right? Like, there's always resistance when he's on his way to do something. First of all, the entire ministry, there's obviously. Jesus Christ is crucified, right? Okay, and then we look at what happens with the Pharisees. They're following him around left and right, trying to fault find and make problems for him. Okay, there's resistance everywhere. Okay, we look at the healings. He's going to heal the 12-year-old girl. What is he met with? A crowd that calls him crazy. He pushes through, goes to the little girl. Okay, the little boy, he's trying to get healed. Okay, that was being, I think, cast into the fire, right? And the apostles were trying to heal him. They couldn't. Jesus had to push through, get the thing out. He says that this type of demon doesn't come out by prayer and fasting, right? In the Gospels, okay? So we look at these miracles of God. We look at the things that are happening with God, okay? And it's always going to be, boom, hit with resistance. And the reason why this is really important, okay, is because I believe 100% that the Lord is teaching us to walk by faith right now, to look at things differently, okay? This is every Christian's walk, but this is really important for us, okay? Because we need to be preparing right now for the return of Jesus Christ, okay? And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the 10 virgins, okay? I'm talking about the 5 that were wise and they brought their oil with them. Why? They were getting prepared to finish the race, to endure until the end. They weren't winging it. They were not winging it, okay? All right? They were getting ready to finish, okay? To go through, okay? All the way up until the end, okay? And so what we have to understand, okay, when we have a mindset of pushing through and finishing, is that we got to prepare our minds. And this is really important. I pray they can communicate this clearly. Is that we got to prepare our minds, okay, to be ready for resistance. And then we got to be prepared, okay, to understand that even though in our carnal mind we know there's going to be resistance, when we get hit with it, it'll be spiritual and we'll still get confused. I pray not. Okay. But because these things, it says, the scripture says that the carnal mind is enmity with God. So your mind that hears these things, right? Okay. It'll know it. There's a big difference between knowing it in your brain, knowing it in your mind, and then having it sealed within your soul. Okay. And carrying it by the power of the Holy Spirit, being shaped into it. There's two totally different things. There's like a million miles between the brain and the heart. Okay. Because you can know something with your mind, right? You know this. I mean, think about this. This has happened to us before, right? You get hit with the trial, boom, and you're confused. You don't know what to do. You're lost, okay? And then the Lord will come and give you a word, okay, and break things down. You go, man, I knew that. How did I forget that? Because it was in your carnal mind, okay? And even though you knew it in your carnal mind, the Lord is sealing it in your heart, okay? Because there's a big difference between the two, okay? And that's how we get through stuff like this. And I believe 100% that the Lord is preparing us. Once again, I don't know exactly when Jesus Christ is coming back, but I do know there will be a great falling away. Okay. Many Christians will abandon the faith. Okay. And get prepared for those people who fall away to worship the devil, because it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that the Antichrist will set himself up in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And remember, not just the temple in Jerusalem, okay? But we are the temple of God, okay? We are the temple of God. So be prepared. Don't be surprised if you see a whole bunch of Christians quitting the race and abandoning the faith and falling away, okay? And then worshiping the devil. All right? Don't be surprised if you see that. Know that you were warned beforehand, okay? Just like Moses was warned beforehand that Pharaoh would not let his people go. No, not by a mighty hand, okay? But see, what happens is the Lord's not going to throw us in that without preparing us now. So he's going to get us ready and conditioned and get us through stuff like this, okay? So that when we go through it again, we'll have been through the same type of war, okay? On a lesser scale, so that when a big war comes, okay, I'm not talking about World War III, I'm talking about spiritually, okay, because, see, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, right, okay, Ephesians, right, what does that mean? That you can know something in your mind, you could have learned it, but see, you have to have your soul equipped, okay, by the power of the Holy Spirit, your heart deep down, it's got to be in shape and ready for that. Because when it hits, the battle will not just be, okay, what you can see in the flesh, but it's going to be in your mind, okay? It's going to be confusing in your mind, and you're going to be warring against your carnal mind. And your carnal mind and everything around you is going to call you crazy, okay? Look at Moses. He looks insane. Come on. He's a shepherd. He's going to go to Pharaoh? Okay, probably the biggest world power at the time. Okay, that's like somebody, you know, I don't even know, works at McDonald's going up to the President of the United States telling him what to do. Okay, like he looks insane, right? A lot of times things that require faith look insane. Okay, and we got to break away from sort of like this lukewarm, carnal Laodicean church that like says, well, faith means that I pray. Faith actually means a whole lot more than that. It's intense. Okay, mountain moving faith. I'm not talking about, you know, you need to discern the spirits, okay, and be aware that there's a lot of deceiving spirits out there that'll try and get you to do something crazy. So walk according to the Holy Spirit, but be ready and prepared. I mean, Jesus Christ came and said, he said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the desert and they died. But he who eats of my blood and my flesh will live forever. They thought he was crazy when he said that. Okay, they thought he was insane, right? Okay, we got to start breaking away from sort of this comfortable faith and start understanding that things are going to start happening in the world. Okay, like I said, once again, I don't know when. Okay, I'm not trying to make any predictions here, but it will happen. The Bible says so. A great deception, right? First Thessalonians, okay? A great deception, okay, will happen. Okay, we're all of us in the body of Christ. I pray myself and whoever's listening to me, okay, by God's grace, I pray, will sit there and go, this is crazy. This is crazy. Okay, do you have that mindset? Right? Okay, to obey the Lord and follow through all the way until the end, even if everything around you that you see, smell, taste, hear is in complete opposition. And it looks insane? Because I got news for you. The whole world is going to bow down and worship. Whole world. I'm not talking about a couple people that, you know, in your family, or I pray by God's grace, not in your family, but you know what I mean? Or around the block, or a couple people over there. It says the whole world will bow down and worship. Are we getting ready for this in our minds? Are you the kind of person that gets tripped up when you go against the grain? Okay? Is the Lord trying to build in you the spirit the three that are in the book of Daniel? Right? That don't bow down. I have a hard time with their name. It's Shadrach and Abednego, right? Everybody's bowing. And they say, no, we're going to stand. We're not going to bow. We're going to stand. Okay, is he trying to build that spirit within you? Okay, so what I'm talking about here is getting ready for resistance, because what happens is that the Lord is going to prepare us. He's not going to throw us into that. So right now, right now, as we're walking through our lives, okay, little battles are taking place. And what the Lord is trying to do, what he's doing, because he loves us and he wants to get us ready, is he's preparing us to be able to handle opposition, being prepared for resistance, okay? Not to lose our footing, okay? When we enter into a battle, okay, and the devil pushes back, okay, hits us hard, that we stand firm and keep standing and keep going, okay? That's what happens here. And we've got to take heed, because if Moses himself, my goodness, okay, a respected, revered prophet of God, okay, loses his footing in this chapter and goes to God and says, what happens? We better start praying and strengthening that inner man and really sitting there and going, okay, Lord, I'm ready for your training. And I see what's going on right now. What ready and willing to start preparing myself to meet resistance, to meet opposition in faith. Boom. Not to be surprised and say, you know what? There we go. I see you, Pharaoh, popping up. I see you. Okay. Right there. Yeah. And it's going to get harder before it gets easier. I get that. But I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to question what God told me. I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to push through. Okay. And I'm not going to have a misconception that anything God says for me to do is going to be a cakewalk. Okay. I'm going to be prepared that whatever comes my way, I'm going to keep going. Okay. I am discerning the spirits. I am walking in the spirit. I am heeding sound counsel. Okay. All right. I'm not talking about doing crazy things that deceiving spirits are trying to tell you what to do. Okay. Because this does happen. Deceiving spirits get on people and then they have a great mindset. They're like, I'm going to do whatever God says. Right. Only problem is you have a something masquerading as an angel of light. And like it says in the book of Corinthians, okay, confusing you. That's not God. Okay. We got to discern who is talking to us. But once we've discerned the spirits, okay, and we know this is God talking to us, he's got instructions for us. Boom. I'm pushing through. I don't care what pops up. I'm going to keep going. Okay. Even if things get harder before they get better, because guess what? They came out. Okay. They came out. Many fell in the desert, but Moses finished. Okay. Okay. Joshua and Caleb, they entered the promised land. Okay. All right. The battle was won, but it got real hard along the way. Got to be ready for that. Okay. And we have to understand, we got to be prepared in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits. Okay. And once again, the reason why I'm saying this is don't expect it to just be boom like that. See, the Lord has got to put it into our souls, put it into our heart. Okay. Cause it's not just up here in our mind and our brains. Okay. What he's going to do is take us through battles to prepare us. Okay. And to make it like muscle memory, okay, a natural reflex that when that major battle, that major war pops up, okay, and if everybody's bowing down and worshiping the Antichrist and a whole bunch of Christians go and do it too, and we're sitting there going, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I must be wrong. No, you were warned beforehand, okay? You were warned beforehand this would happen, right? Okay? The Lord prepared you, okay? When you have that resistance and you're under attack, I heard one preacher say that when things start to flip and the persecution increases, it will not look righteous. Okay? All right? A lot of times when persecution comes, it's slick. Do not underestimate our enemy. Okay? You will look like you're mean, or you will look like you are, you know, what's the word that he used? Intolerant, okay? All types of name calling. Look at what Pharaoh says, right? He accuses them of being lazy. I'm telling you, the devil's slick, okay? He's real slick. Got to be really, really, really got to be heeding the voice of the Holy Spirit. He will try and mess with your head, okay? And accuse you. But see, the difference is between the chastening of God and the verbal abuse of the devil. Okay, both of them look like you're being corrected. Both of them look like, hey, you're wrong. You're not doing the right thing. You're the problem, right? But see, when the Lord chastens us, it's with love. And it's always with the goal of bringing us home, bringing us back into the path that he has for us. Okay, it's always chastening, just like a parent. I'm not going to go beating my child. Okay, I'm going to correct him gently. okay? And then tell him what he's supposed to be doing to put him back on the right track, okay? But see, the devil, he just beats. He just beats and batters, okay? He is an abusive. He would be what you'd call, you know, an abusive. He's not our parent, though. But he is an abuser, okay? He just batters, boom, boom, boom. You're wrong, you're no good, you're this, you're that. And there is no edification. There is no leading, okay? There's no correction. It's just telling you that you're bad. Do you hear that difference with Pharaoh? He calls them lazy, all right? And just beats them down, tells them to get back to their burdens. A big difference. See, the devil's slick, okay? So when we start going through this persecution, it's going to sound like you're the problem. You're just doing this wrong. You may get persecution from other Christians, saying, well, you're not walking in love the way you're supposed to. You're not loving people, okay? Just be prepared for it. And that's why we got to get used to drawing close to God, okay? Drawing so close to Him. Being so familiar with the voice of His Holy Spirit. Being soaked, drenched in the Word of God, okay? Having our just really, 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 really getting ready to be so close to Him. Because when the confusion gets really hard and really heavy, we got to really be walking circumspect in His Spirit every single minute, okay? Got to have our minds filled with the Word of God, okay? Because when this opposition comes, it's going to be super confusing. And it's going to try and convince us that we're wrong. I'm telling you, the devil's so slick. All right? The Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, way smarter, whoops his tail every single time. But you got to listen to the Holy Ghost. Got to listen to Him, okay? Got to take the time to get close to Him. Don't expect that you can fight these wars by yourself. Don't be full of pride, okay? Proverbs says that pride comes before the fall, a haughty spirit before destruction. So don't think you can do this by yourself. You cannot. Get in the Word of God, okay? Get in the Word of God. Take time to draw near to Him. Book of James says, draw near to Him, He will draw near to you, okay? All right? Do not fight these battles by yourself. Don't do it. I love you. Please, God, don't do it. Draw near to Him, okay? Draw near to Him. Let the Holy Spirit fight your battles for you, okay? Get close to Him and be ready right now, what you're going through. I feel like a broken record, but I just want to make sure that I have done my job before God when I meet Him on the throne, okay? I want to hear that. I want to hear Him say that I did well for Him, okay? That's all I care about. And I know that my job is to communicate 100% and get the people that will listen to me prepared for persecution. Get ready for great signs and wonders, lying signs and wonders, okay? Lying signs and wonders from the kingdom of darkness. Get ready for the persecution. Get ready for you to think that you're losing your mind, okay? Because what God is telling you, okay, is in complete opposition to what you see. All right? Okay, look at Moses. He got stumbled there. Okay? We all can get stumbled. Please draw close to the Lord in your battles, in your wars. Okay? Listen to Him. Do what He says. And don't get sucker punched. All right? Don't get sucker punched. Look for it. See it coming. Look for the resistance. Look for things to get worse before they get easy. You've been warned, right? Pray that's helpful. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Make sure I didn't forget anything. Okay. Yes. All right. Lord, I pray that whoever hears this, that they are strengthened by it in the inner man, and that they start to have rock solid determination, that they don't get confused and knocked off balance when they are hit with resistance, that they expect it, knowing that the devil will not let the kingdom of God be advanced without fighting back. We know that he is a toothless serpent, okay? That he is a defeated enemy, and we have the power, but he will try to fight us back, and we have to be ready for that. And that's why it requires faith. Help us, Lord, in our heart, in our soul, our mind, in our bodies, in every way, shape, and form, to be completely expecting resistance, not to be surprised by it, okay? So that we can push through, boom, and not be stopped. And if anybody's listening to this and they are not born again, I pray that they will come home, that they will stop running and just come home and just see how much open their hearts and become born again and just realize that you want them home because you love them. That's why you sent your only son to die on the cross so that bridge can be built so they can come home. Pray all these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread on the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread on the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.